Texte numéro 17. Berlin to tighten immigration rules. The German government planned to speed up the removal of failed asylum seekers in a sign of how surging support for the far right is prompting Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition to get tough on immigration. It's clear we have to restrict irregular migration and to send back more quickly the people who have no right to stay, said Stefan Herbestreit, Scholz's spokesman. Under new rules proposed yesterday, deportations will no longer have to be announced in advance. Officials searching for deportees in shared accommodation will be allowed to enter other people's rooms, and the amount of time a person can be kept in pre-deportation custody will rise from 10 to 28 days. The legislation, which must still be passed by the Bundestag, would also make it easier to deport members of human trafficking groups and organised crime gangs, and give police more powers to search through a person's documents in order to ascertain their true identity and nationality. The new law comes 2 weeks after regional elections saw a big increase in support for the far-right Alternative for Germany. Pollsters say a key factor in AfD's growing popularity is public disquiet over the recent surge in asylum seekers entering the country. Scholz indicated last week that his government was prepared to clamp down on immigration, telling Der Spiegel news magazine that Germany must start deporting failed asylum seekers on a significant scale. Scholz said Germany needed skilled workers from abroad and remained committed to offering asylum to those facing political persecution. But whoever doesn't belong to one of those two groups can't stay here, he said. That's why we are restricting irregular migration to Germany. Too many people are coming here. Scholz's government has recently introduced checks on the borders of neighbours such as Poland, and has also approved efforts by its individual regions to switch from cash payments for asylum seekers to benefits in kind. But the law attempts to tackle a particularly thorny issue, the huge number of people who have been told they have to leave Germany but still remain in the country. Interior Ministry officials say there are around 50,000 such people. Critics of the government say it is much harder to deal with such holdouts than Scholz is letting on. They say repatriations often fail because the country of origin refuses to readmit the deportees. The government is trying to address that problem by negotiating deals with other countries, under which they would take back their citizens and, in exchange, Berlin would provide people from those countries with legal pathways to come to Germany for work. Adapted from the Financial Times, October 2023.